The Maxmore Memorial Treehouse is being built along the Saranac River Trail in Plattsburgh. It's an effort that began several years ago when wheelchair-bound Moore and his family hoped to build an accessible treehouse. But Max died when he was 8 in March 2009 and never got his treehouse. Project coordinator Ashley Cousins says the effort touched the community, and the effort to create a universally accessible treehouse continued in the boys' memory.
It's a unique structure that will invite everyone in our community, regardless of age or ability, the opportunity to feel what it's like to be in a tree. It's a fun project. People love it for that. But I also think there aren't enough places in the community where everyone has access.
Max Moore's mother is a local pediatrician. Heidi Moore calls the treehouse a project that represents possibilities.
It's just a great symbol of imagination and possibilities and childhood and just a culmination of so many things people think about when they think about childhood. It was also a great idea to say, what are some of the things that we want that seem impossible? Who would think someone in a wheelchair could access a treehouse? And projects like this say, well, really, we can do it.
What do you think Max would think of this?
Max loved being outside. He loved being in nature. The treehouse along the river and the birds and the squirrels and the beavers and all of this nature around it, Max would have loved it.
The project has been adopted by the SUNY Plattsburgh Public Relations Class and Club. Public Relations major sophomore Vicki Scott explained that each year they take on a client. She says it's not often a project is finished within a year, so they see the end result.
People are really invested in this project. It's really amazing to see how many people care in the community about this project and that what you do makes a difference, really.
What do you think it is about this project that are touching people?
I really think it's the fact that everyone can access this. Anybody can go into the treehouse. It's universally accessible because we're putting a beautiful ramp up to it from the ground straight out. And so it'll give everyone the opportunity to do it, whether you're 92 or you're 3 years old.
Plattsburgh Mayor James Calnon enthusiastically supports the project, laughing and joking with others as they picked up the shovels for the groundbreaking.
This is just ceremonial.
It is really offering an opportunity for particularly kids who, you know, have a disability that can't, you know, experience some of the things that even now at my advanced age I remember doing as a kid. It celebrates the river, it celebrates walking, it celebrates being inclusive. It's just a great effort. And it really celebrates volunteerism because so much of this is being done either by volunteers or through some extensive fundraising groups like Sunrise Rotary and others that have been for the last few years raising money. It's a great community effort that has a great community impact.
After 3 years of intensive fundraising, Ashley Cousins reports that they are only 2 to 3 weeks away from having all the materials delivered as construction begins.
There have been some challenges. Money was our major concern for a long, long time. And then just this winter, we started thinking, oh my gosh, this is really going to happen. What I hope is that kids will have fun here, that adults will enjoy a relaxing atmosphere with their families, that everyone, people in wheelchairs, will get the experience of being in a tree. I just hope that people will enjoy it.
Anchors for the structure have already been placed in the trees. Originally budgeted for $100,000, volunteers reduced the cost of the gazebo-like structure. Construction is expected to be completed this summer. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.